This is the Seedbed Daily Text, Soundtrack, Day 8. Why depression is so rampant. Here's Psalm 10 sung to the tune of, I Sing a Song of Bethlehem.
Why, Lord, do you stand far away in times of trial and pain? The wicked ones and arrogance afflict the weak for gain. The weak are caught in schemes they plan. The wicked boast in thee. They're proud of cravings in their heart. They love the life of greed. In his own pride he seeks him not. The Lord's not in his mind. He prospers in his haughtiness. Your laws he will not find. The wicked sneers at all his foes. Nothing will e'er shake me. I'll always know this happiness. And trouble I'll not see. His mouth is full of lies and threats. Evil is on his tongue. He waits to ambush innocent, to murder old or young. For victims he in secret waits, like lions wait for prey. They catch the helpless in their net and drag them off to slay. He crushes them sees them fall and does not hide in shame. He says God has forgotten this, and on me there's no blame. Arise, O Lord, lift up your hand, forget not those in. Why, Lord, do they revile your name, thinking you ne'er take heed? But you, O God, see all our grief. You take it all to mind. The victim knows you are his help. A father, fatherless find. Oh, break the arm of evil men. Call them before your throne. May all their deeds come into light. In judgment they be known. The Lord is King forevermore. The nations will not stand. O Lord, you hear all of our cries, the needy in the land. For you defend the Father. of this earth may terrify no more.
Consider this. He's at it again. Another bad day. Our singer finds himself back in the depths of despair again. But again, we must note his medication of choice. Lament. In a world that values the pursuit of happiness above all else, and that misdefines happiness in every conceivable way, lament is a non-value. It is impossible to overestimate how much this pursuit of happiness shapes everything about us. The standard greeting of the day, "How are you doing?" is met with the standard answer, "Fine." I once heard that response defined as an acronym for frustrated, insecure, nervous, and exhausted. I am becoming convinced that depression is so rampant precisely because lament is so repressed. Think about it. Years and years of life's ordinary disappointments, wounds, broken relationships, lost opportunities, sinful mistakes, grievous losses, deaths, and on we could go. Unlamented, held inside, slowly repressed, and exiled to the Siberian wasteland of our souls. It's enough to permanently alter a person's internal brain chemistry. This is what causes so much depression. Consider this, a full one-third of all the Psalms, by my count, 58, are songs of lament. It strikes me that we should assume that about one-third of our life is going to be a disappointing mess that many times cannot be resolved, only lamented. Might it be a revolutionary strategy to reset our expectations in light of this and to learn how to lament? Think about how this might impact the other two-thirds of our lives. It strikes me as another example of the counterintuitive logic of the cross. The way of death and resurrection, endings and beginnings. This is the way singing provides a subversive strategy in the face of sadness. Ask yourself and share with another. What's the story of depression in your life? Ever experienced it? Do you think it is an abnormal part of the human experience? Why or why not? For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.